You have your Bible, we'll turn to Acts chapter 15. Amen. Acts chapter 15, verse 1 says, certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small decision, disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others with them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were, that's what it ought to do when people get see people getting saved. It ought to make us excited, praise God, because they're going home to heaven with us. They're not going to be left behind. When they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. But there arose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command they be them to keep the law of Moses. And apostles and elders came together for to consider this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a great while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even they did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how that God at the first began did visit the Gentiles to take of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets as it is written, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore, my sentence is that we trouble not them for which from among the Gentiles are turned to God. We sure do appreciate the Lord. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be our help on this talk. God's program for this age. God's program for this age. God's program for what is going on right now. And there's a whole lot of going on in the world today. There's a whole lot of things that's adverse things that's not popular, things that's not friendly to those that believe, those that's not popular in this world in which we live. But Paul said it would be this way, and as we look in the book of Acts, it tells us that there's a God of heaven, amen, but he's no matter what's happening, God still has a program. God hasn't deferred from his program not one bit. Amen. He's still got a plan and a purpose. He said each one of us have a plan and a purpose in this life. And God's going to fulfill that plan purpose in your life according to his perfect will. Now, we can be a part of that or we can rebel and reject that. Praise God. But God's going to fulfill what he'll fulfill. Amen. We see the times of it, and I believe in the day and hour we're hoping that things will get better. Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it says that we're not going to get a whole lot better. As a matter of fact, he said there's going to be some degeneration in the world that we live in. We're going to see signs of degeneration all around us. In 1 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 1, he said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly in the latter times that some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. And so we see these things begin to degenerate. We see humanity begin to degenerate. What causes that? It's when we get away from God and godliness. It ought to be our heart's desire, church, today, to get as close to God as we can. And as we get close to God, to get our children and our grandchildren and draw them up close to us so they can get close to the Lord too. We need to be the closest that we've ever been. We need to walk circumspectly with Him, realizing the day and the hour in which we're living. We see it we see it all around us. We see the magnitude of it and how it's been. It's just like a big volcano that's waiting to erupt. Praise God. But if we just stick together and stay with the Lord and seek His face, praise God. He said He had not seen the righteous forsaken, nor His seed a begging bread. God said He'd take care of us, and He'd manifest, and He'd give us those things that we have need of. And I know we worry about that. We worry about our families, our friends, our loved ones, our mamas and daddies, our papas, those folks that we love. And we wonder about them. We worry about them. We hope that they'll do all right and everything will be okay. But I want to say we can go beyond that and just say God Almighty's in control. He's in charge. And I'm just going to ask Him to take them and to help them and to keep them. Amen. Knowing that He can. That He's the only one that can. Amen. Even when we can't, He can. Praise God. But the degeneration, the waxing worse and worse. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, and verse 13. Chapter 3 and verse 13, he said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So we see degeneration and we see a waxing worse. Getting worse all the time. Hey, I don't see anything getting better. Amen. Except our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Our relationship, praise God, with Him that gives us a relationship with our families, our friends, our loved ones. I've said before, we can't even learn, we don't even know how to love each other as we should without loving the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we love Christ and Christ loves us, then we reciprocate that to those that's around us. That spouse becomes a sweeter person. The children become sweeter children. We look on them in a different aspect. Even when maybe they're hateful and nasty. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We see a different aspect to them because we love them. Praise God. Amen. Just like Christ loved us and gave Himself for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because He does. Because the world's not going to become better. Amen? It's not going to come better, but praise God, we look for something better farther on. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 1, he said, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. We've got that everywhere today. He said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He said, from such, turn away. He said, we need to get away from them. He said, we need to seek people that love the Lord, praise God, and seeking His appearing. Want to be close to Him because He come to be close to us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But so it becomes worse and worse. This world becomes worse and worse by the day. And it's worse and worse because it's under man's rule. Man's messed up. I'll just tell you, humanity is messed up. Our thinking is upside down. Amen. Our thinking is crazy. Amen. Instead of thinking biblically, instead of realizing what God says and realizing that man was created in the image of God, three parts, body, soul, and spirit. Amen. That we might worship God and love God and seek God so that we'd find God. Now we got the height of the United States of America says we don't want to mention God. God help us. Amen. Without God, the people perish. Amen. Without God, without godliness, the people perish. Like we've got to have the Lord, praise God. We've got to have God in our hearts, our lives. We've got to have the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to have a Savior who died for our sins on the cross of Calvary so that we can have hope. Amen? We got to have hope. Without hope, you have nothing. Amen? What is hope? That's faith with an expectation that something better's ahead. That's what will move us along. That'll keep us motivated. That'll encourage us, praise God. We have an encouragement in the Lord. He said, just press on a little further, young'uns. Praise God, it's better ahead. Amen. Praise the Lord. You get kind of bogged down in this world we live in. We get tired. We get frayed. We get worn out. But the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, Himself, man's messed it up under His rule and His rules, His direction. But the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, not another, but the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, one day in a little while, He will step in, praise God, and He'll take the reins, and He'll take the control even of the government that we have, and He'll begin to bless and to help, and He'll begin to encourage us and lift us up. He'll begin to give us guidance and leadership, and He'll show us His way, which is a good way. It's a right way. It's a loving way. It's a compassionate way. Praise God, it's a holy way. Amen. Let me just say something. There's nothing wrong with holy living. Amen. There's nothing wrong with holy living. And God has a program for this age. And His program is going to be laid out. And the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be the one that'll institute the program. He'll initiate it. Praise God. God's program. Amen. Now listen, it's not for the wholesale conversion of the world. Amen. So what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? We'll never be able to convert the whole world. We'll not be able to convert the whole world. The whole world, there's not a whole world at one time that'll see everything in the right aspect. But through the preaching of the gospel, that good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what the gospel is. Amen. That's what we're supposed to do is take it out in the world and compel them to come in. The gospel. Amen. But without the go, Brother Bill, you say, without the go, all you got's a spell. Amen. But we take the gospel, the good news, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we take it to a lost and a dying world and compel folks to come in, to get together out of this world, a select group for the cause of Christ. Amen. Let me tell you something. It's a privilege and an honor for God Almighty to speak to your heart and to let you know that He loves you and He had loved to save you by His marvelous grace. Amen. Amen. You've been nominated to that select committee of those that's called out. Amen. And it's an amazing thing to me how God loves us enough that He calls sometimes time after time after time. Amen. Keeps calling. But it seems like there's nobody listening. Amen. Praise God. But I want to say there's a few that's listening. There's a few that's hearing the Word of God as He's speaking to our hearts. And we take it serious. We realize that it's real. Amen. They believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That makes a difference. Amen. Praise God. It's the difference that the Lord Himself makes. Amen. In the program, God's program for the age that we're living in today. I'm glad God's got a program, ain't you? I'm glad God chose us to be part of His program. Praise the Lord. That's enough to make a co-baptist shout because He chose you and He chose me to be a part of His program. I'm a chosen vessel unto the Lord. Praise God. What a blessing, what a hope we have, what a revival ought to be stirred in our soul because we are a part of the chosen. Amen, praise God, because God calls us out. He called the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what that select group is called. In a program that God has in these last days, in this age, those called out are the called to be the body of Christ. Amen. Christ is the head. We're the body. Amen? You can't have a body without a head. Amen? Praise God. And a head without a body ain't much good. Amen? But God in this program, this age in which they live, praise God, He calls us out to be a part of His body. Amen. Hey, listen, there's no part that's insignificant. Every part is important. Amen. Every part is important. I've got a brother-in-law, he got injured in a saw accident. And it cut off part of this finger and about all of his thumb. And you can ask him and he'll tell you that those parts are important. There's some things that he just can't do no more because he doesn't have the faculty to do it. Amen? Say he's going down the road the other day and he does well drilling. And he's driving the big truck. He's the only one's got the Class A license. So he's driving the big truck down there, and he said he looked over and he said he seen some deer and turkeys and stuff over there. And said he got the pointing out the window, so trying to show it to the fellows behind him so they could see it. And said they got down there and he said, did you see what I was pointing to you? Did you see? They said, no. Said, we didn't see what you was pointing. Said, you was holding 3 feet. We thought you was saying Dale Earnhardt. Amen. But every part of the body is important. I'm afraid sometimes in our churches today, part of God's program, you think you're insignificant, you don't really mean nothing. But let me tell you what, in the eyes of an almighty God, you are there on purpose. Amen. God don't make no mistakes. He calls us, praise God, calls us out, puts us as part of the body to do something for Him, to be there for Him. You may be just that little pinky, but praise God, that's what makes up that hand. Hello? You are important to God. You're important to God's house. You're important to God's program. Praise His holy name. So He calls out believers to be a part of His body. Amen. Who are these believers? Those who are born again through the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's who believers are. You gotta believe. Hey, you can't be a believer if you don't believe on something. You gotta believe on Jesus Christ. You gotta believe that He loved, He lived, He died, He gave, He was buried, and 3 days later, praise God, He got up. He got up in victory. What did He get up in victory over? Over death and the grave. Amen. Man, you don't have that unique quality except through Him. Amen. He's the only one that ever been resurrected. A permanent resurrection. Now, Lazarus was revived. Amen. But Lazarus died again. Jesus died, was resurrected, praise God, to live forever. Amen. He finished the work. A work of salvation for you and I. Praise His name. So we see those that believe on Lord Jesus Christ. What are they? They're saved by through Jesus Christ. They're counted in the number. They're numbered among the members of the body. Amen? When it comes to time of judgment, when it comes to time of rewards, we'll all stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Not for what we've Not for our salvation. We'll stand judgment to receive our rewards, what we did for Him. You know how we praise Him, how we lift up our voices for Him, how we tell folks about Him, how we witness about Him, how we tell our friends and loved ones, acquaintances about Jesus Christ and how He saves us by His marvelous grace and how He loves us, praise God. All those things will be put on our account. Let me tell you, God keeps accurate notes. Amen. He puts it all down. Everything you've ever said, everything you've ever done, every thought you've ever had. Scary, ain't it? Scary. But He does it on purpose. Because one day He's going to reward us. Amen. He's going to reward us for what we did in this body. He's going to reward the church for what the body did for His glory. That's why we got to be lifting Him up. We got to be praising Him every day. We got to be faithful to Him in faith, believing that He is God. And besides Him, there's no other. That He's all that we need. He's our ever-present help, even in troublesome times. And I told you in the beginning, those troublesome times are upon us. They're everywhere. And I don't see no sign. Well, it doesn't say anywhere where it's going to get better. So it's going to wax worse. He said, evil men, it's looser, it shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Amen? There's no getting better. It's going to get worse. But for a child of God, praise God, it's going to be okay. Because we're part of that believing crowd. We're part of those, praise God, that love the Lord Jesus Christ and looking for His appearing. Amen? Praise God. But if you look back in Acts chapter 15, Acts chapter 15, you see this story that couldn't be laid out any better. Amen. In verses 2 through 6, you see some things that's come up. And you see some strife and contention brought on by men. Where does strife and contention come from? From the men. It comes from our heads. It comes from our heart. Amen. There's something missing in this 16 inches. There's something missing. When this 16 inches is empty, amen, it's a void of Jesus Christ as our Savior. That's why it's important that we fill that void with something. If we don't fill it with Christ, praise God, it'll be filled with the junk of this world. And then strife and contention will come in. We start trying to add things to and try to make things better. The only one that can add to and make better is Christ. He's the only one that, the only reason you'll ever be any better is because of Him. As Paul would say, I am what I am by the grace of God. I got up this morning, I broke the window. I opened the window. And I said, let me do it over here. I opened the window and I said, thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given me. I love you. I thank you for giving me another day to enjoy. Praise God, get to see the sun come up, to enjoy the day that you made. This is the day that you made. I'll rejoice and I'll be glad in it. Amen. And God blesses and He helps me. Amen. Without strife and contention. Praise His name. But we see the Lord, He said, there's a strife and contention, and these fellows rose up, and they, verse number 5 said, but there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and demand them to keep the law of Moses. Amen? Praise God. When people rise up and they say, well, you know what? Faith isn't enough. Amen? We ought to be able to look at them between beak and bill, and we ought to say, you know, we're saved by the marvelous grace of God through faith. Amen? Praise God. For by grace are you saved through faith. Amen? It's not a works, lest any man should boast. But He said we're saved by grace, through faith. Through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Through the knowledge that we have of Him. Because God said so and we believe it. Amen? And we accept it. And we get Christ loved and lived. And when it comes time to create the foundations of the world, praise God, God said, you know what? I'm going to make man in the likeness of our image. And praise God, but said one day He's going to mess up. What are we going to do in this formula? And Jesus Christ, the Savior, said, Father, go ahead. He said, I love them so much already. I will go and be the propitiation, the price of their sin. Amen. That's love. Amen. And the good thing about it, He's never changed His mind. He still loves us the same. After all these decades and generations, amen, rebellion, praise God, He still loves us the same. Still there to help us. Still there to encourage us. Still wanting to lift us up. Amen. I don't know why we don't want to be lifted up. I don't know why we won't be encouraged. I don't know why we don't want to get help from the Lord. Because He's there to help us. But the strife and contention. Said, yeah, we know we know there's faith, but there's got to be more than that. I've told you before, I could take a piece of paper, and I could write on the front and the back 100 things that you need to do. And if you do these 100 things, front and back, amen, 50 on the front, 50 on the back, and if you'll do all these things, praise God, you'll be saved and you'll be in heaven. Amen. This is a certified guarantee. If you'll do these 100 things, you'll be in heaven. There'd be people, and you put it, people be lined up down the road to get a copy. And they'd start working, boy, they'd dig, they'd scrounge, they'd look, they'd fuss and fight and whatever they had to do to get those 100 things done. And Jesus said, all you got to do is believe on me. Amen. Whosoever believes on me should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. He said, you don't have to do all these things. He said, you have to do one thing. They said, they come and they preach the gospel. But they said they wanted to add other things to it. And Peter says this, verse number 7. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as He did unto us. Now these are Gentiles. They had no idea about the law. They did not know about circumcision. Amen. Peter preached to them. He preached to Cornelius in Acts chapter number 10, and the Holy Ghost of God fell on them without any prerequisites. The Holy Spirit fell on them when they called upon the Lord, when they believed Peter, preaching the gospel, death, burial, and resurrection of their Savior. And these folks got in. Praise God. They believed on Lord Jesus Christ. He said, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by what? By faith. Purifying their hearts by faith. How are we purified? How are we made? By faith. Faith purifies our hearts as we believe on Christ. Amen? We have to ask the question, is your heart pure? If the heart's not pure, it's because it's lacking faith. Amen? Faith makes the heart pure. Look at verse what? Look where he goes on in verse number 10. He said, now, for why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? Peter said, we try to live up to the law. The law was our schoolmaster to teach us, praise God, that we couldn't do it. We had to have some help. We had to have some reprieve. And God sent His only begotten Son through Jesus Christ, praise God, was the price, the perpetuation for our sins. That through Him, praise God, we could have it life and have it in abundance. Have life here and life in glory. Abundance of life. He said, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Amen. He said, how are we going to be saved? Through Jesus Christ. That's how we're going to get saved. Amen. Through Him. So God is calling out a people. God's program for this age, He's calling out a people for His name, to magnify His name. Verse 13 said, after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles. Now watch this. To take out of them a people for His name. So God's called He's calling them out. He's taking out a people for His name. Amen. The people that be called Christians. Because we're Christ-like. Because we're followers of Christ. Amen. The Bible teaches that Christ died first. Amen. Then those living believers, praise God, are caught up. It tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Amen. Let me just turn over right quick. Let me just read that to you. I don't want to mess it up. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. If I would not have you to be ignorant, brother, verse 13. Concerning them which are asleep. He's talking about people that have died. Amen? They're dead. which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Amen? He said, but he's talking about those died. They died in Christ. They were believers. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Amen? Say, where are the dead in Christ now? Say, well, preacher, they're laying out here in a cemetery. No. They're in heaven with God. I mean, you can't bring somebody with you that is not with you. Amen? To be absent from body is to be present with the Lord. Jesus says, praise God, he said, in John, he said, those that keep my commandment will not see death. He said, God said, praise God, he said, you're going to depart out of here, and the next thing you know, praise you, you're going to see glory of heaven. Amen. Now, we may go through a degeneration here, but praise God, when we get to the bottom of that, praise God, we're going to be snatched off into glory to be with the Lord. Ecclesiastes 12:7 said the body goes back to dust from which it came, but the spirit goes back to God who give it. Amen. We're going to soar out of here one day. Praise God. We ought to be rejoicing. We got to get everybody together so we'll all be together in heaven one day. That's our task. That's our goal. That's God's program for the age. Except for believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. Now, Paul, he's not saying this is my opinion. He said this is what God says. Amen? That we which are alive and remain at the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself, not another, amen? Praise God. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen? Dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So the Lord is telling us here, praise God, he said that the believers are going to be caught up, snatched out, harpazo, taken away, to be with the Lord. We're going to go meet him in the air. To meet the Lord in the air. Amen. Praise God. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Our hope is to be in the presence of God, to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. His high priestly prayer in the garden as he crossed the Kidron, and that high priestly prayer, he prayed that God would grant him his wish. He prayed for himself. He prayed for his disciples. And he prayed for me and you. In verse 17, he said, my wish is, Father, that they'd be with me where I am. Amen. All that you give me would be with me where I am. One of these days, youngins, as born again believers, a part of God's program for the age is that every one of us will be with him where he is. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Wherever he is. It don't matter what part of the universe he decides to take a trip to. Praise God. We'll be there with him. Amen. Praise God. What a blessing. Now the Bible says after that there's going to be a 7-year tribulation that's going to fall on this world. I mean hardships. We talked about this hardship in Timothy. It's nothing compared to what it's going to be during those 7 years. He said, why would it be so much different? Because the Holy Spirit, he that letteth, but let's taken out of the way. The Holy Spirit that's holding back the fiends of hell, praise God, is going to be taken away. And the demons and the all the bad stuff of this world is going to have their right of way. It's going to be their time. I can't even imagine it. Y'all already seen people that are so callous, they just kill and maim and murder and rape. Everywhere, just nonchalant. Can you imagine what it's like when there's no Christian activities, no people that love the Lord? We see a tribulation period. Then we're going to see the coming of the Lord. Amen. Coming to rule and reign, the millennial kingdom, for about 1,000 years. Praise God, he's going to come back. Amen. There's going to be a conversion in this world because he's going to be the the ruler of this the nation. He's going to take charge of the government. There'll be no corruption in that government. Amen, praise God. He'll rule it with a rod of iron, praise God. His law will be right. His law will be just. Praise God. He'll be a just lawgiver. Amen. He'll be respected. We read you're hearing this morning, praise God, the nations will be gathered to Him. Amen. They'll be bringing gifts to Him. The knowledge of the Lord, praise God, will be poured out all over the world. Amen. Praise God that we can see the power of God. They'll all see the power of God all over the country, all over the world, wherever people are, be manifest unto the people. The Bible says in back in Acts chapter 15, right quickly, and I'm done. All this I've just told you is laid out right here. This is probably the clearest passage in Scripture. Amen? Probably the clearest passage in Scripture can be found that lays it all out together. Verse 15, he said, to this agree the words of the prophets as it is written. After this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David which is fallen down. And I will build again the ruins thereof and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. Known unto God are all His works from the beginning of the world. He said, wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God. He said, it's not about the rituals of this world. It's about what God said was going to take place. It's about that program that God has for this age that we're living in. Amen. And we're privileged tonight. Listen to me, and I'm done. We're privileged to be counted as part of God's program. Program for this age. The dispensation of grace. We're living in the last days. I believe with all my heart, last days, the dispensation of grace. This thing's lining up. The Bible, Ezekiel 38, Ezekiel 39, amen, the Gog and Magog, all this stuff, China, all this stuff is starting to line up. We're starting to see it. The Euphrates River's dried up. Amen. All the things the Bible said would take place. It's happening. We're getting to see it. See, so Pastor, what do? Amen. We ought to be getting excited. It won't be home till we get to go home. We're pilgrims and passing through. Just passing through. Amen. That place over on 187 Pine Brook Road in Weaverville, that's not my home. That's my place where I hang out here on this earth. But one day my home is in glory. My home is with my Savior. My home's where Jesus is. Amen. People say, well, preacher, if I just get a little cabin by the road, a little cabin in the woods, praise God, I want to be where Jesus is. Amen. I want to be in the presence of my Savior for eternity. Amen. Just praising Him, thanking Him, giving Him glory because He saved my soul. I tell you what, I'm ready to go. If He takes me today, praise God, I'm ready to go. But boy, I want to be part of God's program for the age. I want to see other folks get saved. It's important. It's important that we know that we're saved. We ought to be telling our wives, our husbands, our children, our grandchildren that we're saved, that we love the Lord, and that we're ready to go home. Amen. That someday, praise God, we may part out of this world, but we're not gone and forgotten, praise God. We'll be on the other side waiting for them. And if they get right with God, one day we'll get together and we'll rejoice through eternity. So it'll be never-ending day when we get over yonder. There'll be no darkness and there'll be no night. Praise God, there'll just be a wonderful day of perfect light in Jesus Christ our Savior. God the Father, God the Son will be the light of that city. Amen, praise God. And we'll be in the midst somewhere just praising Him, giving Him glory. Amen. This is God's program. This is what God has planned for the age. And Peter's telling him here in Acts chapter 15, he said, it's laid out here. Dr. Luke actually wrote this, but he's telling us here, he said, this is what Peter said. This is a perfect plan of God. He said, all we got to do is be part of His plan. Just raise your hand and said, Lord, here am I. Like Hosea did. But the Lord said, who'll go? You know, Isaiah said, Lord, here am I. Send me. Amen. It's not going to always be easy. Isaiah, before he got through the end of the chapter, he said, Lord, how long? Amen. He's preaching, he's telling, he was trying to do right, he's trying to live right, trying to act right, trying to be a good example. He finally said, Lord, how long? He said, not seeming like I'm gaining a whole lot. He said, till the world is without habitation. He said, just keep telling it as long as there's somebody to tell it to. But in that very last verse in that, he said, but you know what? He said, there's going to be a remnant. There's going to be some people that'll listen. There's going to be some people that'll hear. There's going to be people that'll receive. There's going to be people that'll be saved. Amen. For God's glory. Praise God.